That's sort of where we get to the point. It's a virus. It takes you over specifically to spread itself, right? And so you have like a vomiting blood type thing, which actually you see something similar in a lot of legitimate viruses. Rabies, it goes right into your saliva glands, it goes into your brain, and makes you kind of a pissed off dude, and it gets into your saliva, so you're angry, and you bite, and there's the spread of the disease. So in that sort of scenario, it's legitimately, it's a natural scenario where an organism is controlling you to spread itself.
There's a great example of this. There's this, I think it's a virus that it lives in mice, but it can only reproduce in the stomach of cats because cats have some enzyme that allow it to reproduce. And what it does is it paralyzes the part of the mouse's brain that makes the mouse afraid of the smell of cat urine.
That's amazing.
Normally, right, so it's almost, I guess it's a little zombie mouse. Perhaps.
I mean, a lot of organisms do this. Malaria actually has this trick. Is it malaria? It's the Black Plague, which is a great, like, pre-zombie-style parasite or bacteria. Basically, all it hasn't figured out how to do is to get the things to walk around. It just, unfortunately, kills them. But in that sort of thing, what it actually does is it gets in a flea, and it blocks the flea's intestine, so the flea will have to bite more, so it'll have to eat more. So it actually increases the efficiency of its spread by making a hungry flea. So now all we're doing is we're making a hungry person, or a hungry unperson walking grandmother who's out to get you.
Okay, so just to wrap up a little bit, because we're running a little bit short on time, and we sincerely apologize for that. What's the best way we can prepare ourselves for this kind of scenario?
Stock up on your food. Stop loving your parents so much because they're going to get you. That is the key. Is ultimately the best part of your zombie scenario is that your past is irrelevant. There he is. There's Max. You're not allowed to be followed by your past, right? Eventually, you will have to kill your mother in like a Shaun of the Dead type thing, or in so many of these movies, right. You're going to actually have to kill someone that you love. So stop loving everyone. That's key. To stock up on important foods. Things like cat food, right. Which I was going to bring in, but apparently some country has been selling us some naughty cat food, and we've been getting sick because of it. And I'm not going to subject myself to that. Stock up on food, get yourself an underground bunker, I suppose, and await the inevitable.
All right,
because your brain
you
is
much.
Mine.
Thank you, Zach.
Zach Smith.
So we're going to jump straight into science stories. And I guess I'll go ahead and start. So our first science story for this last episode of Cargo Cult Radio is that Viagra may relieve jet lag. So hamsters that got the drug recovered from a sleep cycle shift 20 to 50% faster than hamsters that didn't. So the conclusion, potentially, is Viagra might help humans deal with jet lag and circadian disorders that involve poor synchronization with the environment. Jacob?
Well, I don't think I can top that one. Well, here's a good one, I guess, that they were able to... So they were able to implant... I don't want to go with that one. I got to go with another one. Breast milk proteins are going to be put into the rice that you eat. So this is a healthy thing that you can then eat. And the idea... I guess the idea is that it'll combat a lot of diseases, anemia and diarrhea. The USDA approved this crop after receiving 29 positive comments from the public and 20,000 negative ones. Lily.
So our next one is probably one you've seen in the popular press, but virgin birth has been verified in sharks. And so parthenogenesis, which is procreation without fertilization, has been found previously in amphibians, birds, fishes, and reptiles. But now a hammerhead shark has done it. So the baby shark was formed by the fusion of an egg with an egg byproduct from the same mother. So its DNA is a double helping of half the mom's DNA. Jacob?
All right. It wouldn't be Cargo Cult Radio without animal sex. This is, I don't know if this is animal sex. They were able to get mice to have rat babies, basically by putting rat stem cells involved in sperm production and then putting them in mice testicles. And so then the mice females would give birth to rats. So this basically opens the door for, I suppose it opens the door for any species to give birth to any other species, and perhaps we can propagate endangered species that way.
Into human and animal hybrids.
Human wolf children. Yes, wolf children. All right. That was my last one.
Okay, so I have one more. Gay flamingos raise a born-again chick. And so an orphan greater flamingo chick is carefully placed in a used eggshell in preparation to hatch a second time into its gay foster parents' nests. So this pair of flamingos have become proud foster parents after they took an abandoned chick. And previously, despite both being male, they had resorted to stealing eggs from other pairs as they sought to fulfill their desperate desire to start a family. So,
do you remember their names?
I don't remember their names. I'm sorry. Zach informs us that their names are Carlos and Fernando. So,
thanks so much for listening. It's been a really fun season of Cargo Cult Radio.
Bye.
Up in your arms, too late to beg you. Oh, can't slip, though I know it must be the killing time. Unwillingly mine. Fate up against your will. Through the thick and thin, he will wait until yourself to take. In starlit nights I saw you, so cruelly you kissed me. Your lips and magic were, your sky all hung with jewels. Get on your dancing shoes.
Baby, come dance with me.
I don't want to dance with you and talk with you.
Dance along with myself.
You are the dancing queen.
Dancing.
Call me something I don't know. I've seen you.
Hey, such a cute song. That's Stakeout by Freeze Pop. Yeah, summertime. And I decided today's theme is love songs. Because, you know, summertime is a time to fall in love. So we start with Kiss Factory. And it's the French type.
The world is not
you are listening to Fisher Spooner's Just Let Go. So if you want to find love, I guess sometimes you just have to let yourself go. you're listening to Anti-Beta Blocker, 88.1 FM, WMBR, Cambridge. And in the studio, have me, DJ Xylo, also...
Glenn, for now, until I've
he
been...
He still hasn't found a DJ
until
name.
Until I have been assigned my DJ name. Go ahead and do it. Hui has the number. Somebody can call in and give me a DJ name. If it's cool enough, I'll use it.
Okay. Call in for Glenn's DJ name, 617-253-8810. Next one, also a Fisher's winner.
Thank you.
Okay, that was a song from Justice. Very electro, very industrial. So next song is from She Wants Revenge. Glenn, you want to talk about it?
Yes, next song, I believe we are playing I Don't Want to Fall in Love, which is I suppose a good compliment to our theme. Sometimes you can't help falling in love. She Wants Revenge is it's a band from Los Angeles, California. They have influences drawn from bands such as Joy Division and the like. They're very...
Are you reading Wikipedia?
No, I'm not. It's not Wikipedia.
Oh, okay.
She checks the computer screen.
He's reading from Last FM.
Yeah. I enjoy them very much. They can help you through a relationship, or they can help you after it's fallen apart. But yeah, here goes.
And there's a story of Glenn.
There's no story
behind
Glenn's.
The sound.
Maybe for another day.
Okay. There we go. I Don't Want to Fall in Love.
I know.
Okay, that was from a track from Motor, one of my favorite techno artists. He puts lots of very interesting sounds in it. All right, Glenn, so what's next?
The next track we have coming up, Zyla and I kind of lucked out on for our for our love theme. The band's name is Vive la Fête. It's a French band. Their core members...
Translated as Long Live the Party.
Long Live the Party, yes. Yeah. The core members are made up of two lovers. So,
wow. How appropriate.
Yes, how appropriate. Plus, the name of this song is called Jaloux, which means jealous.
We'll be right back.
Hey, you're listening to Anti-Beta Blocker 88.1 FM WMBR Cambridge. I just found out that today is actually the last show of the season. How sad. Well, but don't worry, we're coming back in the summer, which starts next week, the same time, every Friday, 9 to 10 p.m.
Rational behavior, French kissing a stranger. You say nothing else is dangerous. All you want is a kiss. Words run through the street now. It's just how we compete now. It's just rational behavior. Can you fuck with this?
For the callers who suggested DJ names.
Yes, thank you very much. I will add them to the list, and we'll see how it pans out. We might have to go another show with people calling in and get a good list going, and whoever we pick can be announced on the show.
Yeah, let's see for the summer season. So next song is by The Faint.
Yes, The Faint, playing tomorrow at Avalon.
Yeah, tomorrow. So yes, excited.
We'll be there. And the next song needs no introduction. It is entitled Erection.
Yeah.
Yeah. scene from a movie. It's an island storm. It's the view of a canyon. The sound of the sword. It's an orchard of beaches. Your wife in the shower. While you wait for appointments. As you walk through the bar. In the park. It's the cock of a rifle. A memory in the dark. You tried to keep it a secret. And now the world's gonna know. You tried for perfection. But then, erection.
Exhausted but emotionally charged, the whole world can hear me as I sing too loud. Unlucky in gambling, unlucky in love. Time to remote my velvet glove.
philosophy. Pain and compassion are on sale lately. It's okay to say it's all wrong. I got my first class one-way ticket to the dome. I'm allergic to myself.
It's like actually nice. It's really
myself.
Hot and awful in here, but.
So that's a very nice song by Miss Kitten, Allergic.
Closing. Well, thanks everybody for listening. We're closing out with a spectacular compliment to our theme. The name of the song is L'amour à toi, which means, I believe, threesome. So.
By Stereototal.
By Stereototal.
That concludes our theme today. And see you next Friday.
Heat, there's only one who's supplying such. Get with it, about to show y'all the time is